recycling.
Michelle, if you're the one trying to earn the honeybee environmental badge, how come we're doing all the work?
I don't know. But keep working while I think about it.
The milkman, the paper boy, evening TV.
Everywhere you look, everywhere
there's a heart.
Hey, Michelle, here's some pizza boxes for your recycling project.
Thank you, Joey.
Where'd you get all those?
Under my bed.
Joey, you keep pizza boxes under your bed?
Well, Becky, I gotta put them somewhere. My nightstand's covered with donuts.
What's in your sock drawer, nachos?
Hey, stay out of my stuff, would you?
Hey, guys.
Hey.
Michelle, before DJ left on that ski trip, she told me about your little recycling project, so I went ahead and made this for you in shop class. It's called the Steve-O-Matic Can Crusher.
Steve, I didn't know you were so mechanical.
Yeah, well, my shop teacher says I got metal in my blood. Okay, fine. He said it was in my skull. But anyway, what you do is you take the can, you put it in here, you turn the wheel, and the metal plate slowly crushes the can. Don't worry, okay? Because I've built in another option.
Great.
That's pretty good, Steve.
That's impressive. Hey, everybody.
Hey.
Hey. Uncle Jesse, how'd you do on your English final?
See for yourself.
Oh, Jess, don't tell me you failed. You won't graduate. All that hard work and studying and... You got an A.
Gotcha.
Don't do that to me, I hate it. Do that to
just
me.
Just go ahead. The hair.
Hey, congratulations, Jess. You're a high school graduate.
Well, not till Saturday night. They're having a big ceremony at the Civic Center for all the high school graduates. And you know what's really amazing?
Yeah. If you rub Comet's belly, his foot shakes really fast.
What's really amazing is I am giving a commencement speech.
Oh, that's great. Jess, that's wonderful.
Yeah. My teacher said I was a good example because, I was a guy who dropped out and dropped back in and made good and everything. So, yeah.
Well, you're an inspiration.
Oh, no, Steve, I'm not an inspiration. Maybe a darn good role model, though. No, it's going to be so cool. There's going to be thousands of people there, right? All my old teachers, my old principal, the mayor. All these people who knew me before when I was a screw-up, right? And they said I'd never make it. Well, the mayor never said that, but if he knew me, he would have said it.
Well, wait till they see you now.
Yeah.
What are you going to say in your speech?
I don't know. Probably something like, good evening, fellow graduates, and all those who thought I was a loser.
Well, it should be easy to memorize.
You know, Jess, you ought to give it some serious thought, because people are going to remember that speech for the rest of their lives, if it's any good.
Or if your fly's open.
So, when you learn how to learn, then... then, is when you're really learning something about learn... What am I saying? Nuts.
Yeah, I know how you guys feel. You've been working on that puzzle all week. I've been working on the speech all week. You guys want to switch? Here, let me read this to you. Come on, guys. Let me Let me read this thing and I'll bounce it off you, if you will. You guys give me a little feedback, okay? Here we go. Dear fellow graduates.
Yay. Yay.
Thank you, thank you. Please hold your applause till the end. Okay. What I'm about to say may be the most important thing that you'll ever hear. That's all I got. What do you think? I know, it stinks. Guys, what am I gonna do? I gotta give this big speech in a couple hours in front of thousands of people, and you know what? I got nothing. That's it, son. That's it. That's the last piece. Good, get it in there. Good boy. All right, yay! Look at this, the cape, the suit, every kid's favorite superhero, Elvis. Elvis. Oh, you guys are so cool. I mean, you really wanted to learn something, you didn't give up. You just kept going until you got it. I'm proud of you, boys. I'm proud of you. Give Daddy a kiss. Give me a kiss. Mwah. Mwah. Thank you, guys. Hey, wait a minute. You goobers just gave me a great idea for my speech. High fives. Give me high fives.
All right, high fives.
I'm here, your rug rat wrangler.
Listen, Kimmy, I really appreciate this, but fair warning, okay? The boys are much more active than the last time you babysat for them, especially Nikki. Yesterday, he got into Jesse's sock drawer. It was so cute, he mismatched every pair. There were tube socks with argyles.
Oh, that's a classic. Can I get paid up front, please?
Just keep your eye on him, okay?
Hey, whatever you want. You're the baby owner.
Thanks. The boys are upstairs. Oh, and tell Jesse to hurry up or he's gonna miss his graduation.
Okay, I'll tell him. Hey, hair boy! Get your butt down here!
Hey, Becky. I got a great new idea for our Wake Up San Francisco anniversary show.
Well, what about my idea about interviewing the new women senators from California and discussing the changing roles of women in Washington?
That's cute. But how about some guy stuff for a change, you know? Like me sparring a few rounds with George Foreman, you know? That is, if old George could handle my famous 1-2 combination.
Danny, the Golden Girls could handle your 1-2 combination.
Joey, we saved this last brownie for you. Don't you want it?
No, thank you.
Are you sure?
The man said no.
Actually, girls, I'm saving my appetite. You see, next to the Civic Center is the world's greatest sandwich shop.
El Blotto's, home of the sloppy two-footer.
Yep, sounds like good eating.
Hey, everybody, I finished my speech.
Oh, great, let's hear it.
No. I will give no speech before it's time. I can't wait to get up there, man. A spotlight hits me, and I look out and see all those people who thought I'd never make it, and I get a picture.
Okay, everybody, let's roll. Jesse and Rebecca, you go with Joey, and Steph and Michelle, you'll ride with me. You're gonna love this trip. I got a brand new tape I sent away for it. Great TV show themes. It has my favorite on it, Bonanza.
Please. I hate that song. When I was a kid, my dentist used to always hum that when he was drilling me. Every time I hear it, it kills my teeth.
Sorry. Guess I struck a nerve. Okay, let's roll.
Wait. Why are we going in two cars?
Because we can't all fit in one car.
We can all fit in the subway. It's better for the planet.
Well, that's a good idea. You know what? We'll take the Muni. And besides, it doesn't matter. Let's take a car, truck, pogo stick. People, we got to go. I have a very important speech to give.
We're out of here.
Come on, everybody. Find a seat. Next stop, my graduation.
Daddy, you have a funny mustache.
Michelle, you know I don't have a mustache.
You're doing that picture.
Oh, that's disgraceful.
Come on, Michelle, let's go sit over here.
Girls, wait a second.
I'll go sit with them.
Thanks.
Excuse me.
littering is bad for the Earth.
And what are you, the planet monitor?
No, but I'd like to be.
Shelby, he's not going to listen to a kid.
Joey, tell this guy not to litter.
Yeah, tell him, Joey.
Yeah, tell him, Joey.
Danny Tanner from Wake Up San Francisco.
How'd you recognize him without the mustache?
And you're Rebecca Donaldson. Must say you're even prettier in person.
Oh, thank you.
Actually, I meant Danny.
Oh, thank you. Don't hate me because I am beautiful.
Sorry. Just pumped up, you know. Get this. I'm graduating high school tonight. Yeah, can you imagine me? And guess what? They asked me to give the big speech. I mean, when I was a kid, I ditched so much, they retired my excuse notes.
Thanks for sharing.
Are you nuts? Steven Seagal could beat up Van Damme any day. I'm telling you, Grandma. Yeah, I'm watching the little crumb gobblers. I got him finger painting. I don't see what the big deal is with babysitting. You give the sawed-off bologna eaters a project and then check in on them every few days. Ah! Sorry, Grandma.
Psst, Joey, that guy's sleeping on you.
Gee, I didn't notice.
Don't worry, I'll handle this. Wake up, big guy.
Good morning.
Hey, why are we slowing down? No stop here. Why are we stopping? You're late for my graduation. Joey, what's going on here?
Jess, listen, don't panic. I ride these trains all the time. The only way we're going to be stuck is if we have some kind of electrical problem.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is your conductor. Seems we've got some kind of electrical problem.
Why don't I go sit next to the big guy? I might be a little safer there.
I can't believe it. I got 20 minutes to make it.
Jess, just relax. This kind of stuff only usually lasts a couple minutes.
Folks, we're looking at a fairly significant delay here.
Of course, sometimes there's a fairly significant delay here.
This is great. I'm going to miss my whole graduation. Could this night be any worse?
Hey, as long as we're just sitting here, I just got a new tape you might all like.
This crate moving, I'm gonna start to yell!
Jess, you already are yelling, and it's not gonna get us to your graduation any sooner.
No, neither is this train. I'm going up front.
No, honey, please don't start any trouble.
Me? Trouble? Come on. I'm just gonna go up there and get some answers in a nice, calm, orderly fashion.
Hey, you were the conductor head! Drop that donut!
I hear something! The train's starting!
Michelle, that's my stomach growling. I'm starving. Oh, my God, an El Bloto. Oh, corned beef, pastrami, and pimento loaf. A triple big meaty.
Finally finished. Hey, Siegfried, where's Roy?
No.
Hey, what's going on, Lassie? Did Timmy fall in the lake again? Ah!
on. Beck, what could be more fun for our anniversary show than me, you know, boxing with George Foreman?
An interview with two women senators would be a much stronger piece.
Excuse me. I couldn't help overhearing because I was listening pretty intently. And I really like Danny's boxing idea.
There you have it, Beck. We should listen to our fans more often. You know, we forget how tuned in they are.
Sorry. I've got to take this call. Ben? Ben Franklin!
There you go. She tuned in enough for you, Danny?
Ben? We're fine, and you? Oh.
Oh. You know, if you'll excuse us, I think we're going to be moving along. I believe some seats just opened up in reality.
Oh, honey, what did you find out?
It's a $27 fine to hitchhike in a subway tunnel. That's no use. Graduation's starting right now.
Sweetheart, I'm sorry.
Dad, isn't there something we can do?
Yes, there is, honey. Excuse me, ladies and gentlemen. I'm sorry to bother you, but my brother-in-law here just missed his high school graduation ceremony, and he's feeling really low, and we're all on a subway together, so, you know, it's even lower than low. But, you know, sometimes in life, we get a chance to lift the spirits of a fellow human being, and this is one of those times. What do you say, right here, right now, we all pitch in and throw this guy the best darn graduation ceremony this town's ever seen, huh? That's the spirit.
Danny, sit down. Before I was depressed. Now I'm depressed and embarrassed.
Sweetheart. I know that you're disappointed because you're missing your graduation, but you're still going to get your diploma.
Oh, come on, honey. Don't you understand? Right now, they're calling my name to come up on that stage and give that important speech, and you know what? I'm not there. And all my teachers and my principals are saying, yeah, he messed up again. That's the Katsopolis we know, a bum.
Uncle Jesse, I'm sorry you're sad.
That's okay, Shorty. Guess I'm just not the graduating type, huh?
Dude, I hear you. School's a waste. That's why I dropped out. Smartest move I ever made. You got any spare change?
Oh, yeah, you're doing good.
Hey, it's better than being in school reading books by a bunch of dead guys.
Some of those books are cool, man. You ever read Shakespeare?
I don't know. Who wrote it?
Go back to school as fast as you can. Run if you have to.
Hey, I didn't jump the turnstile to listen to this.
You know what, man? I know where you are, and I know where you're going. You know where that is? That's nowhere.
What am I supposed to do? School is hard, dude.
School is hard, dude. Life is hard, man. I mean, am I right? Is life hard?
You better believe it.
You listen to this man, and nobody's gonna do it for you. Am I right?
Yeah! Yeah!
Scoot over. See, it's like I was gonna say in my speech, you know, I had this whole thing worked up about once you start something, you gotta stick to it. My kids are so cool, man. They've been playing with this Elvis puzzle all week. They couldn't get it. They keep trying, they keep trying, they keep trying. Guess what? Today they get it. They get the last piece. Elvis's left sideburn. They were so proud of themselves. Don't you wanna know what that feels like? Don't you wanna be proud about something?
Guess that would be nice for a change.
Oh, man, I know where you're coming from. I was just like you. Dropped out of school, rode my Harley, gigged with the band. Thought I was so cool. But when I was alone and I looked in that mirror, something was wrong. I mean, sure, my hair looked great and everything, but something was missing. I didn't feel right inside. You know what was missing? My diploma. The last piece of the puzzle. The left sideburn, if you will.
Yeah, but I can't go back now. I've been out for 2 weeks.
I was out for 11 years. I went back. Listen, if I can do it, you can do it.
You think so?
What do you think I've been talking to? People, can he go back? Can he go?
Yeah. Well, let's hear it.
Yeah. 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 listen, you got a subway full of people who really, really care about you. Now, come on. You're going to go back, yes or no? Tell me.
Don't give up, man.
Say yes.
All right. I'm going to do it.
All right. You know something else? Before long, you'll be wearing that cap and gown and marching down that aisle just like I was supposed to do tonight.
Well, they're playing your song, Jess.
You ready to graduate?
Here?
Hey, here's as good as any place else. Ain't going anywhere.
Don't forget this.
Hey?
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to our commencement ceremony. This milestone comes but once in a lifetime, and it is my great honor to present to you the graduates in alphabetical order. Jesse Katsopoulos.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank
you. I'm sorry, sweetie, I don't have a diploma.
You mind?
Sure, go ahead. I'm getting all misty. Hey, look at that. The Canucks traded their goalie.
Just read it later. Your diploma, Mr. Graduate.
Thank you.
Are you still sad you missed your real graduation?
Nah, Munchkin, that's all right. I mean, you know, graduating is, it's not about impressing a bunch of people and getting a diploma. It's about learning something and sharing it with the people you love and a subway full of strangers.
You know, maybe those 2,000 people didn't hear you, but I know another young guy that sure did.
Hey, either the train's moving or Joey's stomach is out of control.
Well, Jess, you're a high school graduate. What are you gonna do now?
I'm going to El Blotos.
All right.
Thank you.